you know.
There's, yeah, especially the end of this week, isn't there, elementary play day over there or something?
That's up at the high school, or the high school football field now, so they can use the restrooms in the middle school area, so that should be okay.
And in reference to that memo that I gave you on the non-compliant, it's kind of a Pandora's box of things that I've come across where we have one service line for multiple places, or a service line that goes up into somebody's house and then it's teed off of there with a shut-off in somebody else's basement that goes to another property. I'm just gonna compile this whole list together and then bring it back to you with suggestions on how do you like to remedy this. I don't seem to find too much. Definitely not any easements or anything on record for the properties I've checked so far as to how they were allowed to run a service line down a right-of-way and cross two blocks and whatnot. No maps of where the sewer goes. I think in just some of the past stuff that I've seen, I think a lot of it was at the discretion of the public works director, and it wasn't you. So I think they didn't want to put an undue burden on whoever, but at the same time, it's
not mapped or marked or anything.
Well, there was other ordinances in place that it should have been annexed. You know, that process should have been followed through anyway, but they didn't do any of it that I found so far. I keep digging, but I'll just bring it back with the list of all of them.
I think I probably know your list.
Yeah, there's quite a few, yeah. But
I also don't want to jump on these people and say, man, you got to fix this right, you know. But we need to work with them to figure out what needs to be done, because when they hooked up back in whenever it was, 50s, like, I think Nurse Timers, A&M Trader Brothers, one of them you're talking about.
Yeah, that's one of them.
And, but they hooked up probably according to whatever the city would do at that time. So we need to work with those folks on how to, you know, not just say, shut your mouth, you got to do this. Let's work with them. If we need to put a curb stop, put another line across the street, give them a curb stop, and they can go from there. Pay them somehow, because the folks that are there now, wasn't their fault, wasn't their fault idea, they would probably approve back in the old days that, you know, things were.
Yeah, I know. The bigger problem is when you don't have a water main anywhere close to them, and that, I've never seen that as proliferant as it is here. Normally, when, you know, it's always been, if you want the water, you annex water that's extended of your property, put in solely by you, and then if the other people go to connect, you can recoup some of that cost for having to pay that off of that, or if you annex in, and
it's pretty, tough for a guy that's on Social Security or something.
Sure,
that's,
but
right now, trying to make something like that happen now.
Yeah.
And also, we spent all kinds of money not too long ago on an area that was one of those that had service lines everywhere down the street. We spent a lot of money just recently on an area that was never annexed, like putting in a lot of sewer and a lot of water, and just to get that straightened out, basically.
Right.
So I'm just saying, we need to work with the folks, not just, you know, telling them, sorry, you gotta do this.
No, yeah, it's just one of those things that I get it's discretionary, but at the same time, it doesn't fall on the city to, if something gets dug in that street and nobody has a clue where any of your services are because nobody ever mapped it, just you got the okay to do it, they tear through that, then what happens? Not on us to fix it. On them, they're not going to have that money either because there's no recorded easement of it. Nobody can mark it.
I think we just need to work with them to the best we can. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I was a little, just wanted a little clarification on the, there's two spring cleanup schedules that you.
Yeah, with one the old one and one your new one.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask you guys about that because there seemed to be a difference in the way people read it.
Right.
So, and if that's the way you guys intended, then that's fine. If it's a free-for-all to bring your stuff down there at no charge. Some were under the impression it was just grass and tree branches and leaves and whatnot on the cleanups, but no charges were taken, and people had a free-for-all that we spent the day cleaning up and filling up extra dumpsters for. So I just want to make sure, which way is it?
The intent was, just like it says here, that everything that's normally accepted at the container site throughout the year is free for that week.
Okay.
That's the way it's been since 1995. BFI, when our first contractor actually came up with that idea, that, you know, maybe people might clean up their yards and clean out their garages and all that kind of stuff, give them a couple times a year to do that kind of thing. That was the intent. And there's also three spots down there that you could put three containers rather than just have the two. I mean, you could have four containers down there, one for metal, and there's three other spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see the other one. I didn't see another container there.
No, they filled
it
up.
So you had to throw it on the ground, evidently, I guess.
Yeah, they were filling up everything, and they compacted it and pushed it down, put more in, and then kept going.
But there is room for one other container there. If McKenzie has one.
No, yeah, I just want to make sure. You know,
I think one of the reasons that we had originally did that was to just have people clean up there instead of leaving their garbage in their backyard and all those places to clean it up. When I was down there, though, I did notice, you know, there were a limit of certain things. Somebody had torn off an entire deck, and I mean, it was a lot of stuff there that could have filled up a bin by itself. And I was wondering whether we should accept, I mean, like, you know, if somebody takes their shingles off their roof or, you know, stuff like that, is there a limit to that on that particular week?
I don't think shingles are allowed.
Anything. We have that on the second one here.
Construction debris.
The following will not be accepted. Appliances, furniture, tires, hazardous material, construction debris, and motorized equipment.
So is a deck, is that construction debris?
I would say
so. I would think so, yeah.
And that's just coming off the sign that's already existing at the container site. That's what I say, if it's, I mean, I wasn't there when the guy did the deck. It's better than the other guy who dumped it at Itch People.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Who was it?
I don't know. I was just guessing that it was.
They put it in the wood pile, probably thinking people could burn it.
But I think I know who it is, but I can't prove it. Yeah. So it is what it is.
Yeah. I think I know who. I can't prove it either, but I know who built the deck this week and last week. I drove by their house a bunch on the way to my parents. Yeah.
You know, on the other side, we're encouraging people to pile all their junk up for two times a year to take it to the solid waste site for free. Then some people would take advantage of that. Other people will keep their premises clean and take it down on the. When they have stuff for the site, they'll take it on, they'll pay the fee, and they'll clean their place up. As long as we're...
Peyton, is that evened out a little bit? We raised our rates on what we were charging for garbage a little bit to see, because we were kind of in the hole there. Is it close to paying for itself at the container site where we...
I don't think we will be until, 27?
Well,
where we kind of broke.
The way the budget is all going together, so we are in the hole for the next year for solid waste.
But that's not just the container site.
That's not just the container site. That's the entire fund.
Okay, anything else for Peyton?
I had one more I wanted because I saw some people. So we talked about this a couple meetings ago that the Cenex dump station was not a legit offshoot, is that correct?
Oh, the RV dump?
RV,
RV
yeah.
Dump, yeah.
Yeah, they closed that.
Yeah, so did you give them an option to put it into play, or?
No, because they, according to DEQ regulations, you can't have one going directly into your sewer, and you can't have it going to an aerated lagoon that's not designed to take that kind of waste. So she was more than happy to shut it down because she thinks it's a pain in the butt as it was, but...
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I figured it was. Okay. Yep.
there anywhere in the area?
Well,
the RV park.
So what are they on? What are they? They aren't tied into us, right?
No, they have it in a container and then it gets hauled to either probably Laurel, because Laurel Billings are the ones that can treat that waste.
Got it. They have a special pond just for that?
Yeah, it has to be pre-treated with some chemicals and whatnot before it can get put into the normal sewage.
Right, cool, thanks.
Okay, city attorney?
Well, I don't have anything to add.
Nice letter.
Yep, looking nice.
They're gonna put it on, they're gonna put the applicant on for their June meeting. I guess they got a, yes, we'll do that. First week in June?
That's the first Tuesday of the month.
We'll do it. So she'll call you guys in June.
City clerk?
Got a big packet for you guys with budget stuff. I did a few things different this year. I just kind of gave you the first page, which is kind of a brief overview of our major funds and what they're gonna look like for estimates so far. This is a change. This is just kind of a look. The other thing I actually did as well as that is I took the normal budgets that I give you guys and I kicked them out into Excel and got rid of all the line items we don't use. So I just condensed it. So the spreadsheets that you have for the revenue budget and for the expenditure budget is a condensed version. So instead of 20 pages to look at, you have two. Instead of 29 pages, you have seven. It's all the same information. One's just a condensed version. So I just wanted to give those to you, maybe be a little bit easier to follow and like that. Instead of sending you pages. We're not reviewing any of this tonight. This is just all information in our next work. Our first work session will be before our next council meeting next week.
Do you have the, can I get a copy when you get a minute this week or something on the expenditure budget? The existing one?
Oh, the current one?
Right.
I give it to you every quarter, so you got it not too long ago, but I can give it to you again.
I'd say hang on to these so we don't have to print them for each of the work sessions
right.
And stuff.
Oh,
we want to be taking notes on it anyway. Anything else for Cherie? Is there any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? Tim?
My name is Tim Hoffman. I'd like to address the Chief of Police, and I'd like to commend him for the job that the police department's doing. We've had break-ins and on our street and everything, and they try to take care of it. And I guess I would just like to say, I'd like to see more police presence, you know. I mean, I don't mind seeing a car go up down our street, you know, quite often. So, but I want to commend John that he does.
Where you live, sir?
Sandstone Park.
Okay, I know where it's at.
Thank you. Any other public comment on current agenda items? No committee reports. Under unfinished business, we have the second reading of Ordinance 372-2025, establishing sign permits, fees, and restrictions at Granite Peak Park. Entertain a motion to waive the second reading.
I will make that motion to waive that.
Motion by Rick, second by Dennis. Any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Colt?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
That motion passes. I'll entertain a motion for passage of Ordinance 372-2025 on second reading.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second.
And second by Bob. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. For the new business, First item is approval of a special use permit for Speak Up Democracy event at Railroad Park on June 14th. Entertain a motion for approval. Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Did you have any questions, Kathleen?
No. Okay. Thank you.
The next item is approval of rules and conditions for the license access to the compost site. Entertain a motion for the approval.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob. Is there a second? Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
That motion passes. Next item is approval of a pay application, number 3, to Askin Construction for the UV project in the amount of $70,114.28. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Tim? Is there a second?
A second.
Cole on the second. Any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
That motion passes. The final item under new business is an item for the approval to pursue the discontinuing the allowed gallons of water included in the water and sewer base rate. So I ask that this be put on the agenda so we could do something with it. We look at the
Pursue.
We're not passing a rate change or anything now, but we're starting the process of looking at the numbers and pursuing the possible action of discontinuing the allowed gallons. Does that make sense to anybody?
Mm-hmm. Pursuing.
We're pursuing. Yeah, you can do two. You can do three things. You can decide to pursue it and vote yes, or decide not to pursue it and vote no, or decide to table it and make a counter motion. So I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion for approval to pursue discontinuing allowed gallons water included in the water and sewer base rate.
Made by Cole. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion?
Discussion.
Okay. Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
I guess I don't quite understand. So you're pursuing discontinuing the 3,000 gallons of water per year or whatever. Is that what it is?
Per month? Yeah, the free one.
Per month? Why would we discontinue that?
Because of all the revenue we're losing by the water that we're giving away in the base rate. That's why we're staying so far behind. We got to be able to move forward. We don't have to change the base rates. We don't have to change the per 1,000 gallon rate. If we just get rid of the free gallons of water that we're giving away, included in the base rate, we can be at the median household income range and qualify for more money through grants, loans, everything to do the stuff we need to do in this town. And then in 2027, we can look at bringing somebody in to do a comprehensive rate study if you want to. Some of the rates may go down, but at least we're there. Right now, it's when you take it on the averages, like I'm saying in there, of what we're losing every year in the water and sewer by giving that away,
How is that going to impact a family? So, I went back and we said that there are certain people that aren't using that 3,000 gallons. So that's, I would think that we would be ahead. Are you saying that we charge
We still keep the base rate, and then for every 1,000 gallons, they're paying that $4.85 for every...
Every
1,000 gallons that they use.
Yeah,
so what it's going to do is that for if a family used 3,000 gallons of water, they would pay the base rate plus another $15 for the for the water. And so I guess I worry about it because we went through this and we had a town hall meeting and we discussed it, and so many people were upset that their water was going up the way it was and they were on fixed incomes. And now, like I said, some of those people, it's not going to decrease the amount of their water bill. Their water bill is going to be the same, and if they use 1,000 gallons, then it's going to be $5 higher. And I just, it wasn't very long ago that we just put that on there and we gave, okay, well, this is what it's going to be for the next, you know, for 2025 and 2026 and on. And people were upset about that, and now we're going to come back within 3 years of doing that and tell them, no, we're going to raise your rates again. And I just, I worry that that's going to impact people again.
It is going to impact them. It's going to impact them, but I mean, right now, I think the average is about between the water and sewer bill, based on average from the billing system, about $86 a month on the average. So you're talking going up to $108.61 on the total bill. The average, you know, in 2026 will actually change because the rate structure changed. They would be paying $93.66. It would be $117.39 between both. And then $101.40 is what they'll be paying in 2027. It'll be in $126.30, 27. But the problem is not losing out on the revenue, because there's a lot of things that need fixed. And if we're not going to qualify for the loans because our rates aren't in the right place, and I have not seen anywhere where it actually gives away more water with the bigger meters. We don't have a ton of those, but when you're given 84,000 gallons with a 3-inch meter,
I saw that in your notes.
That is huge. It's money going out the window. And the majority of people in the residential, between 0 and 3,000 gallons, you've got 315 accounts that stay right there. When you go 3,000 to 10,000, there's 228 accounts. That's damn near everybody. That leaves you with less than 200 that actually go over that 10,000 gallons. Yeah, that's $50, but that's watering. So in the wintertime, it's going to go down. These are averages out of the billing system. It is going to impact. Some are going to get harder than others, but that's also
and Peyton, I'm well aware. Water. You know, Dillon, and I've talked to other places, and water is expensive in other places, and people hear that our water isn't that expensive. It's just the fact that we've got so many people in this town that are used to having the less expensive water.
Sure.
You know, and like I said, I'm hoping that grocery prices are going to go down and gas prices are going to go down and that kind of stuff. But right now, those fixed income people that we have in this community, there used to be some programs where you could apply for programs for water and stuff like that.
There's
and they've decreased the number of those programs. And so what that does is it puts a big hit on our community and those people that aren't able to afford that, you know. You know, Social Security is not, they give you the cost of living increase is 2% or 3%, and that doesn't cover even anywhere close to their bills. And so I do understand what you're saying. I look at that. I'm worried for some of the members of our community that's going to impact. So
I was here last summer, and I got in a row with one of our people just over this same thing about from changing from 1,000 to 3,000. I remember doing it. And people just voted down a mill levy at the school for, I don't know, half the price to take somebody out to dinner. And we're going to, I just don't see how we can raise the rates on everybody. Why can't we adjust the people that are doing the 100,000 or whatever it is? Why can't we change theirs? They're the ones that are taking advantage of it. The rest of us aren't. I just don't see the reason. I understand why you want to raise the rates, because we can get grants and all that stuff. But people don't understand that. They don't understand that. They just understand that their price of water is going up, and we did it. That's how I feel about it.
And I think that I wasn't at the public hearing the last time here. I was at the one at the
Little Metro.
Yeah. And but I do remember that there was some discussion, quite a bit of discussion, right, Bob, about the
The
minimum gallons you'd receive for, at least that's what I heard. So I don't know. Maybe looking at it, and we're not voting to approve it tonight. We're looking at it. I don't mind looking at it a little bit, but maybe there's some ways we can.
I mean, I've given you every number I can give you under the sun as far as the impact that it has,
but we're not,
money that we're missing out on to be able to take care of our infrastructure.
Right. I understand.
I'm trying to do it with a minimal impact. I mean, yes, it's a monetary impact, but not having to tear apart the whole rate structure and start from ground zero. That can be done.
I've been saying maybe we could give $2,000, and anything above, all those other ones. It was kind of on a graduated basis, based on your EDU, the size of your meter. Maybe we only give two for those folks, so things like that.
Well, and see, I did see that in Travis's when he originally had in his study and report.
I mean, that helps the elderly folk that are on fixed income that they could use half $2,000, so they're not paying another $10 or something on top of that. But then we get rid of the.
Yeah,
I mean, most of the elderly $2,000 also.
Over 3,000 gallons anyway. Right. They usually stay at the base rate. I mean, yes, if they, it's a $15 jack. I mean, water's still the cheapest utility that you have. But that being said, I'm just concerned about being able to pay for necessary upkeep and things that need to get done if we stay on that course. If you guys don't want to do that, I mean, it'll have to be looked at the end of 2027, but then that's also 2-3 more years. We're not qualifying for grants, loans. We've got 12-3 steward that's got to go. We've got a myriad of issues in the water system that need to get replaced. We're going to need a new tank, another tank soon. I mean, just looking ahead, I want us to be in a good position to not be dipping into our reserves to pay for everyday operational expenses as we keep going down the line if we don't address it. So that's what I'm just throwing out there to you guys.
Good question for you. Do you want to work on that? That's basically what it amounts to. Do you want to work on it? Do you want to put in the time to work towards an adjustment in the rates based on the allowed gallons of water. So if we're to the place where we can vote, we'll do the vote. Is there any further discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Dan?
No.
Motion passes on a 4-2 vote. Are there any comments not on the agenda?
I just have one comment for Builders Club. I had a group of girls that did a great job of organizing, and I run a community service organization called Builders Club, and they went out and they got donations for garbage bags. We pulled about 2 pickup loads full of garbage off of our streets here last Wednesday. It was supposed to be raining, and it didn't rain for the entire time, and picked up the garbage. The girls even had Clay Waltner came up and provided some traffic control while we cleaned up the on-ramp and the off-ramps coming into Columbus. And so it was a pretty successful event for us. We kind of do that every year. And like I said, just appreciate, got lots of comments from the community about helping clean up the community and And just to show that our middle school kids may be doing some of the vandalism at the park, but they're also doing some good things too, and hopefully we're moving in the right direction, so.
So that was middle school builders club?
Yes, yes.
I'd like to get them a letter if we could, just from the town.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
We appreciate it. I don't know who to address it to. You might give me that information.
Builders club at Columbus Middle School is probably, we'll get it to the appropriate people, so.
What would the address be?
415 North Third.
I have to have it by Thursday morning because school's out, right?
Yeah.
It's gotta be written fast.
Yes, it might be in your mail next fall.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Because Sheree's gonna be gone for the next week. Yeah.
Yeah, they give money to St. Jude's and they give it to the World Health Organization and all of that stuff usually comes in over the summer and then they get to read their mail coming into the new year. So
okay, we'll be right in there with St. Jude's. Tim, you had something you wanted to say? Not on the agenda?
I've been listening to all the water deals for quite a while. And I was here when the whole rate increase started, a progressive rate increase. My understanding when I heard that was put in so that you were eligible for these grants. Because there was a lot of work being done on the sewer and everything, and that needed to go in to make you eligible for the grants. That's my thought on it. Now, you're going to go ahead and change this whole thing. As far as I'm concerned, you have no credibility. Because you sat up there and you made this rate increase. And you said, this is what we're going to do. This is going to take care of the problem. Now, apparently it didn't take care of the problem. What's the next thing?
Okay, I'm going to chime in on that one. We originally went for the higher one that would have put us in there, and then everybody came here to this meeting, and then so we didn't vote on it that night, and we went back and we did it to the 3,000 gallons.
Right.
It was 1,000 gallons to try to put it, so we could try to not make it so hard on the citizens of Columbus, and it put us out of the range of the grants. That's why.
That wasn't what I understood when we had the meeting. I mean, that you're going to go ahead and redo things so that you'd be eligible for the grants to take care of the sewer projects and all that.
And originally, I think, Tim, at that meeting up at the town hall.
No, that was the one right here.
Oh, okay, I wasn't at that one.
That was
but
the one right here
because
that was the 1,000-gallon one that got boosted back up to 3,000 gallons. Okay, but as far as I see it, I mean, you start talking to the people. And they took the first rate increase. And they said, fine, that's, you know, we got to do that. Now you're going to knock them out of the water again? And you're going to, it's just another rate increase is all it is. That's bottom dollar.
But it's a rate increase to be able to get money to be able to keep.
That's the song and dance we had here.
Okay, well, then you can have water or not have water.
It's not a rate increase. We're going to look at it.
Kathleen.
2 points. One point about this water increase. I think it sounds like it's your fiscal responsibility to look at doing something because we're really endangered going forward from what I hear. And I think it would be, it's also important to look at where the fixed income people. So I think you need to play around with how you can sort of balance it so that the people who are maybe on fixed incomes, the amount of money doesn't increase. For example, maybe lowering the base rate for, and then just charging them for 2,000 gallons, it would be the same as it is now. That way you're kind of keeping things the same for the people that may be on fixed incomes and still being able to apply for the grants. That's one thought. But I think you do have a fiscal responsibility to look at the long term. The other question I have is I'm just wondering where you stand on the urban representatives to the Stillwater Conservation District. Where are you standing on that? I know you tabled it. Are you still waiting for something to happen before you move forward on that?
Yes.
Waiting for the legal things to die down or what?
No, they. Do you want to answer that?
Yeah, sure. They're going to put it on June. So the Conservation District, the elected supervisors have to basically what I told them that I would advise the council to move forward with. We have one applicant for one of the two vacant positions. We forward that application on to the Conservation District, ask them to put it at a board meeting and do a vote, vet the application. And then after they made a formal vote as a governing body, then they can send out the recommendation to us. There was some confusion on their end as to why they had to do it at a public meeting and why they had to do it as a formal board vote. I have sent them correspondence explaining why that has to be the case and why I would advise council not to accept anything less than that. And so what I heard back from the president is that they should have it on the applicant for review on their agenda in the first week of June. And then once we get their recommendation, then council can go ahead and make an appointment. Because the way the statutes are written is we have to appoint after consultation with the district. And I think they have to act at a public meeting with the quorum present and vet the application and get a formal recommendation that way as a board vote.
Okay, so you only had one.
We have one applicant for two vacant positions. Mm-hmm. And so that's the only applicant that we're going to be pushed, that we're asking for a recommendation from them on.
Okay. Any other comments on items not on the agenda? Entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick, your second. Second by Dennis. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Huh? No. And that.